It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
When the God of the universe created the world, he didn't snap his fingers or wink his eye. The Lord spoke. He said, "Let there be light." Because we believe, we speak about the happenings in this world, mindful that our true home is with Jesus Christ and his kingdom. I'm Todd Herman. Welcome to Disciples View. So I wish you could see this. In fact, I wish you could have walked into the building with me. I'm in Tupelo, Mississippi. It's the first time I've ever been here. And I've been in a lot of media buildings. You know, I've been in the headquarters of the New York Times, even went into the offices, even got to go into a conference room. Spoken at the Associated Press, God gifted me to do that, to speak to the owners of the newspapers who make up the Associated Press and television stations. I've been inside the offices of NPR in multiple cities, been in 30 Rock, which is NBC HQ, sat at the desk at which Ted Koppel did his newscast, Dan Rather. It's different here. The lobby features the cross of Christ. And that doesn't happen elsewhere. So I know you know what you are investing in when you make an investment in AFR, which you can do at 877-616-2396. I know that you understand the American Family Association, American Family Radio, puts God at the center of current events. But here's something I don't think you know. I'm looking across the room, and I see executives manning the phones. I'm looking next to me, I see an executive manning the soundboard. I was just sitting here, and Tim Wildman walked in, working. I've met much of the Wildman family today. I've worked here for a year, but have not met people in person. I want you to see what else I see. I was upstairs. Kevin runs security here, kind enough to take me upstairs on a tour. And the corner offices are uniquely unimpressive. I mean, they're nice, but they're unimpressive. Praise God. I've been in a lot of offices. I got to stick my head in once to Katie Couric's office in NBC. It was only about 3,500 square feet, multiple seating areas. There was the intimate seating area where you go sit over one-on-one, then the couch area, her desk area, all for the great lady. I've been in lawyers' offices in Hollywood and agencies, talent agencies. Again, a couple thousand square feet. Beautiful glass. Everybody competing for who gets the best view of this or that beach. Your money is so well stewarded here. I don't sense any ego. I've been in a lot of media environments, and media is driven by ego. I see the cross of Christ in this room. Already this morning, I've had three or four Bible verses repeated to me. I'm sitting in the room as people are listening, taking phone calls, chatting with you. And below the carpets, there are Bible verses. People's life verses, because we stand upon the rock of the Word of God. What I'm asking you to do today is to reach in and fund the network that people will listen to accidentally. People get into rental cars and they suddenly hear the Word of God and the news, and suddenly you remember that phrase, the Word of God never returns void. Be a person today that makes sure that it does not return void. Call 877-616-2396. And I'm going to bet there are people out there who've been especially gifted by God financially and through your hard work. I don't want to ignore that part. God chose you because you work hard. You've been gifted uniquely enough to write a check today for $5,000 or $10,000, and you could make that happen today. And again, that's money that will be stewarded by a team of people who do not see themselves as media people, but as people on a mission started by Brother Don all those years ago. So you can call 877-616-2396. I would make a comparison. I've also worked in Washington, D.C., and you haven't seen impressive offices until you've seen offices like the ceremonial office of the Speaker of the House. 3,500 square feet doesn't begin to explain it. It's multiple floors and multiple views and multiple offices, all to support the great man or the great woman who has now been given the title of Speaker. And you haven't lived there until you've gone through some of the security checks and the dummy checks. And last night, Kevin picked me up at the airport in a van, a humble van. And instead of spending your money on a rental car, they said, no, don't do rental cars. Let's use the company van. We can't do that to donor money. Your money is so well cared for here because the focus, the mission, is spreading the word of God through current events. You can call 877-616-2396. I'd also tell you this. Being around godly people, there is a change in attitude. When you work in a place like New York, you work in a place like Washington, D.C., there's very much an attitude of we are all so entitled to be here. And you'll notice this, that there's a looking past of people. You walk into a restaurant somewhere and the people working there are non-entities. They're simply machines bringing you food. That's not the case here. I went to dinner last night in Tupelo, Mississippi. I went to a place called the Neon Pig. And I got to visit with the staff. And in fact, one of the owners came over and wanted to check on me, make sure. He says, that's what I have every time I come up in here. And we visited. These are God's people. And it's a dark time. There's lots of places your money can go. I know you've given to the storm victims, and may you continue to do that. But let's remind ourselves of this. You are creating a mindset. The network you're building, the 180 radio stations, the films, the books, the documentaries, the magazines, you're building something that will go on past you. The donation you make today, be it $25, $50, or one of the people who's been uniquely blessed, $10,000 or $15,000 at AFR.net or 877-616-2396. The 180 radio stations will outlive you. So after you go to reward, after you're with the Lord Jesus, you will be empowering his word to spread even further, even as you're in heaven. It's a donation that continues to give into the lives and into the souls of people. There may be someone through your donation who hears the word of God for the very first time. And I'm here to tell you, not every place has the word of God. It's not void. It can't be. It never returns void. But let me tell you something that's happening on the West Coast. In Idaho, where I live, we are a catch basin for people who are fleeing states like California and Oregon. Guess what's happening? They think they're fleeing high taxes. They think they're fleeing stupid government officials. They grow to understand that they've actually fled evil. And when they come to Idaho, it's not unusual for them to come to our church, to walk in the door and say, I've never been in a church before, but I brought my kids. Want to know why they do it? Because something's wrong. Something's wrong. They can't understand it, but maybe the church has the answer. We've received the blessing of so many new members this way. What you invest today can make that happen because of the word of God being wrapped up in the news events. People think they're listening to news, and then suddenly there's the word of God, and maybe God is the answer, and God is the answer. So you can make this all happen at 877-616-2396. There's some comparisons we can make. I could talk about a photo of a man. Now, see, this is the big, big difference here. The photo of a man. Oh, he's just shopping for clothes. But it's when he's shopping for clothes. It's during a hurricane and the response to the hurricane, the aftermath. Well, people need clothes. But it doesn't need to be done like this. The boss man of the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, was caught on camera out shopping for fancy clothes while supposedly running the response to the hurricane. Even if he desperately needed these clothes, you know what he could have done is had someone go get them for him because the image is terrible. It's an image of indifference. As I'm sitting here in these offices of AFR, but you fund, I don't see any behavior like that. I drove through the staff parking lot this morning. I don't see Rolls Royces and BMWs. I see working man's vehicles. I don't see a single thing like that. Not an indicator that anyone values anything like that here. What they value is the mission. And there are people waiting on the phones, and I wish you could look around the room and see them excited to talk to you. They're at 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And there's people off-site taking phone calls as well. On the way out to this event, on the way out to Share-a-thon this week, I had an opportunity to visit with people on airplanes. I'm a guy who likes to talk to people. And when I do that, I get an opportunity to talk to them about how they're feeling about the state of their world. People are afraid, but not terrified. I met three couples who were flying to Florida. If you're in Florida, may God protect you. And to the three couples flying to Florida, why? They said, because it's our home. They're flying into the hurricane that other people flee. And without a doubt, each of them, each of those couples were strong Christians. Because they put their trust in God, they chose to fly into the hurricane. As I look around the room here, I see the Culture Warrior banner. This building, this process, AFR, the network, the films, the books, were all started when Culture Warriors, that was not a word we used, but Brother Don was that. Now look what's happened. Don has passed on. The Wildman family has still been given God's permission to steward this network. And his words, the things that Don built, are now being amplified around the world courtesy of God's grace and your donations. It's 877-616-2396. What do you want to be your legacy in terms of the voice of God? It can be something that you leave for your kids, a Bible. Please do that. Please have the Bible verse they remember. This is my father's life verse. But you can multiply that 180 times on 180 stations today. What was the first time you really needed God's word? Was it in a time where you expected to need it? The first time I really, really needed God's word was the first time I truly experienced emotional loss. It was a relationship that ended as a young man. And I truly needed God's word. And it came to me from a dear friend who'd helped steward me into following the Lord Jesus. And I later heard it on the radio. It's simply this: be still and know I'm the Lord. I used to understand that phrase to be zen, lay back, be still, just be pill, just peace out. That's not exactly how it's intended. It is be still and know that I am the Lord. The same Lord who can still the storms, the same Lord who can start people's hearts. It's the same Lord counting on us to continue to steward this network. That picture I described of Mayorkas walking through the mall, purchasing something, purchasing expensive clothes. On a side-by-side comparison, let me ask you this. Where is your hope? My hope is not in Angelio Mayorkas. My hope is not in Washington, D.C. My hope, of course, is in the Word of God, in every word that God speaks. But my hope is also in you today, that you will take a moment to stop, to pause, to think about what it would mean for you to be responsible for 100 people hearing the Word of God today for the first time. What would it mean to you if I told you you could be responsible for 1,000 people hearing the Word of God for the first time today? What if you knew that was happening? I'm here to tell you it does. By virtue of how live radio works, it does. You may be one of the people who's driving and hearing this for the first time. Wait a minute, there's a radio network that puts God at the center of news? Yes, there is. This is it. You can be a donor as well. And there's some premiums available. We'll talk about those as we go throughout the show. Call 877-616-2396. You can also donate online at AFR.net. But Maine, do the phone call. Have the fun of talking to someone here. One other thing that happened when I was flying, I had the opportunity to be nice. To be nice to people. I used to travel for business all too often. It used to be fatiguing. Very, very difficult. Because you're traveling all the time? I'll tell you the difference of being radically nice in airports and the fruits that bore as you now get on the phone at 877-616-2396. We'll come back and do some of that news stuff with God at the center. I'm Todd Herman. This is A Disciple's View.
American Family Studios director and producer, M.D. Perkins.
I grew up in Tupelo, and my parents were supporters of the ministry, so I always knew the name Don Wildman, Tim Wildman, knew Rusty Benson because he was a friend of our family, went to church with him, so I knew of what was happening with the AFA Journal. We got those in the house. So I was always familiar from a young age with AFA, listened to JJ on the radio driving to school here in Tupelo, but it was later in life when I got connected with the ministry because I had gone to film school and studied film and television production and had moved back to Tupelo to kind of get our feet under us as a family. And through a fellow church member, ended up getting connected with what was happening with American Family Studios and some of the documentary work that they were trying to get off the ground. And so came in as an editor, ended up moving into the role of producer on some projects, worked on The God Who Speaks and In His Image. And, you know, I have to admit that when I first started at AFA, I wasn't fully sold on the culture war concept. I mean, I appreciated, you know, some of the awareness and things like that, and certainly appreciated aspects of the ministry, but that kind of core missional aspect of AFA, you know, I have to admit, I wasn't fully sold on that. But really, it was through working on In His Image that I began to see the way in which the homosexual agenda had taken hold in society from a perspective that I had not fully appreciated to that point. And it was through that project, really, that I gained a fuller sense of clarity as to why AFA stood in the way that it did, why it spoke in the way that it did, why it approached some of these topics in the way that it did. And, you know, through God's providence, I ended up doing research on a book called Dangerous Affirmation about gay Christianity within the church and kind of the spread of that movement, the influence of that movement within Christian circles. And so that really laid that burden on my own heart in a way similar to Don, you know, digging into the research, trying to look at kind of what was actually underneath the surface of so many of these things. And I felt that same burden myself as I began to research these topics and kind of see what was happening there. And then through working on our current project, Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency, our new documentary coming out later this year, you know, being able to see from that level of perspective the burden that Don had and the things that were motivating him and the things that were happening in society that really did need to be addressed. And sadly, the way in which many believers within the church were hesitant to jump on board and join him in his cause. And what would have been different if more people had listened up initially to some of the warnings that he was shouting? You know, we leave that in the Lord's hands. But either way, the statement that Don often made, God has called us not to be successful, but to be faithful. And so that distinction between faithfulness and success, you know, we often want to, we're Americans, we're pragmatic. We want to think about what can we do and initiate some kind of result. But Don, with that biblical perspective on the fact that God calls us to do something and we leave in His hands the fruit of that effort, and we trust that He will bless that. And so those are some of the reasons that I'm grateful to work for AFA. I appreciate the ministry more than I did when I first started here. And I hope that people will continue to support the work that we do and enable us to continue to be faithful in the many generations ahead.
Yes, this is Randy and Mary Lee Finch from Aledo, Illinois, and we've met Tim, and we've been on one of his venues going out to the Washington, D.C. and so forth, and we would like to just tell the family that we're praying for them, and he will be missed, but we will all see him in glory, for he truly was a man of God, and I pray for his grandkids and everybody to just... It's just a sting. Soon we will be with Christ too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Welcome back to Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
This is The Sophist View. I'm Todd Herman. Thank you for working with us on Share-a-thon. There's a couple of premiums we'll talk about. One of them, a book by Tim Wildman, Because These Things Matter. It's a compilation of his cultural commentaries. $30 or more will get you that. But why not get 10 of those? Why don't go get $300? Why don't you do 3 or 10 separate $30 donations? Get 10 books, give them to 10 friends. Or go all in. There are people who've been uniquely blessed through unique hard work. God chose you for that. Someone out there can write a check for $30,000 today. Why? Why would you do that? Because God's word will never return void, and on 180 radio stations right now, God's word is going out. Let me give you an example of news with hopefully God at the center. Now, you may know that for many years, about 200 times, I was blessed to fill in for Rush Limbaugh, greatest talk show host in my judgment that'll ever live, biggest show that's ever lived. And it was late in that I started to put God's word at the center. So conservative radio would take a piece like this, and it is what we would call red meat. It's the guy who runs the Department of Homeland Security, caught shopping for expensive clothes as people were dying in the hurricane's aftermath. We talked about that picture. Here's how conservative radio might treat something like this. Here's an example. A story in two parts. First, Alejandro Mayorkas says FEMA is well prepared. Then he says that FEMA is out of money.
FEMA is tremendously prepared. This is what we do. This is what they do. And the key here, Rebecca, is also to make sure that the communities who are potentially impacted are prepared as well. And it's not just hurricanes and wildfires, also extreme heat, which certainly some parts of the United States are already experiencing.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas sounding the alarm on FEMA funding right after the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Listen.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
This all comes as the...
It's from Fox News. So here's what we do in conservative radio. Well, there you go. There's the boss of Washington, D.C. There's your tax dollars being wasted on illegal immigrants instead of what it's meant for as emergency. That's all true. That's all true. Here's what we get to do at AFR. We get to say this. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. Am I calling Alejandro Mayorkas wicked? I am. I think he does enormous evil. Why? I don't know. But this is the difference at AFR. We can explain the world by God's word. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. You can take that message and put it in the minds of voters so they can begin to understand the one true vote that matters is the vote for eternity, building the kingdom. Alejandro Mayorkas has already been judged. God knows if he's going to repent. God already knows what happens. So the judgment's already been delivered. You can become a donor right now. You can become a monthly donor. You can make a huge donation or whatever you can afford at 877-616-2396. We appreciate $50. We appreciate $50,000 or $5,000 or $10,000. And you give us opportunities to do this with news. Let's continue. Mayorkas said, we're prepared. We have all sorts of preparation. Then he said, we don't have money. But listen to these Americans describe all they've lost to the hurricane. FEMA told one woman that they could not provide her a phone.
FEMA's here. You know what FEMA just told us? We can't get you a phone. I have no ID. I have no way to pay for food. He has no way to get gas. We're stuck. So we have to sleep in a car that's leaking with the same clothes we've had on since the...
It was a 30-foot wall of water just pushing through Lake Lure.
Now, compare. That woman in the first clip talking about the fact that FEMA said, we can't get you a phone. In conservative radio, we might bring on a next clip. And it would be an outrage clip. See, there's a secret to conservative radio. People who listen to it like to feel angry about the news. I get it. I was a junkie. There's a dopamine release. There's a serotonin release. It's a hormonal release. It feels good. Now I'm in form. But on AFR, we can do something different. We'll do the comparison. Oh, we'll get to what FEMA's done instead of giving her a phone, but we can do this. A fool's mouth is his ruin. His lips are a snare to his soul. Alejandro Mayorkas has been judged. The people who are misusing our money have been judged, particularly when they're using it for evil. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 23, doing wrong is like a joke to a fool, but wisdom is pleasure to a man of understanding. Wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and today you could give someone their first ever fear of the Lord. Don't be like Alejandro Mayorkas. Do not be prideful. Do not walk with your nose up in the air. Do not speak lies. We're told that God desires truth. There's something else. God is truth. He does not want to be around lies because it counters his very essence. You can help us speak truth into daily news by becoming a donor at 877-616-2396. How much did you spend last year on cable TV coming into your house? Cable TV, if you don't know, if you pay for cable TV, you're paying for HBO, even if you don't subscribe. It's called a carriage fee. You're paying for MSNBC, even if you don't subscribe, even if you're conservative. It's called a carriage fee. How much did you spend on that? What if you took that and tripled it with AFR at 877-616-2396? That lady, FEMA, said, we cannot provide you a phone. She was living out of an SUV with her husband, wearing the same clothes they'd been wearing since the storm came. But the government could provide phones for migrants instead.
Telling me the government is now giving these migrants these phones instead of ankle monitors in some case. And the phones are used to apparently the migrants and establish a line of communication between them and ICE. But those sources tell me there's really nothing stopping the migrants from just discarding the phones or throwing them away if they don't want to be tracked or check in with the government.
That we know where individuals are, and we can track and we can check in with them.
This is saying that you guys are starting to give smartphones to border crossers, hoping that they'll use the phones to check in or to be tracked. Which part of that is supposed to deter people from crossing illegally into the states?
Well, I think you of all people, since you've asked me a range of questions on this topic over time, would recognize that we need to take steps to ensure that we know where individuals are and we can track in, and we can check in with them.
So in conservative radio, it'd be really easy to point to that and say, well, that's back in the Jen Psaki days. Peter Ducey, the sole reporter, asking questions like that. That's all true. But here's where the Word of God comes into this. If you're new to the Word of Jesus Christ, please listen closely to this. John 14:6. That's the Bible. The chapter is called John. The chapter number is 14, the verse is 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Jesus didn't say, I tell the truth. I prefer the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. Do you hate lies? Why is that in you? Why is it part of you that you hate lies? Because you were wired for truth. You were wired for perfection. You were designed to live closely with God in perfection, in a perfect state of being. But lies broke it. You sensed the lies from DC. You can name them. You can see them. But did you know that this was pre-told? That people would choose to speak lies. These are all true facts, and you have a choice. You can live in the truth of Jesus Christ, or you can continue to live in the lies. When we take words like this for people who understand the Bible, sometimes we'll listen to it and go, yeah, I know, I've heard that before. It's a beautiful verse, but when you donate to AFR, you give us a chance to put those words into the ears of people who've never heard them or never considered. Wait a minute, there's a spiritual component to the news? There is, because there's a spiritual component to all things, because God owns everything. And I'll tell you right now, I'm looking around the room, and some of my colleagues are on the phone, but some of them aren't yet. So there are phones. And you know what I would love to see? This is me being selfish. I would personally love to sit here and see every single phone light up. Maybe that's my thin little ego. Maybe that's me being prideful. Maybe it's a challenge to you. It's 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. How much money would you spend if I could tell you you could impact 10,000 people today with the Word of God? But you can, and tomorrow, and the next day, and long into the future. We can continue to compare the way the people in D.C. treat your money versus AFR. The carpets in here are simple. They're beige. The walls are simple, and they're white. It's a nice office. It's not a fancy office. It's well secured. There's good, solid security here. And you want that. The offices have good tech in it, but not the most expensive. I've been to the most expensive. This is workable tech, and it's because we respect your money here, unlike the government. Miss Dean Criswell was unanimously confirmed by the Senate on April 22, 2021, as the 12th administrator of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. She pretends it's dangerous to criticize FEMA.
So much is going viral online as well. One user suggested yesterday that a militia should go against FEMA. It got more than 500,000 views. What kind of impact has this had on the recovery effort?
It has a tremendous impact on the comfort level of our own employees to be able to go out there, but it's also demoralizing to all of the first responders that have been out there in their communities helping people, FEMA staff, volunteers, the private sector that are working side by side with local officials to go out and help people. I need to make sure I can get the resources to where they're needed. And when you have this dangerous rhetoric like you're hearing, it creates fear in our own employees. We need to make sure we're getting help to the people who need it.
It is a fearful thing to think of a militia going up against FEMA, and it didn't happen. Why would someone say something like that? Because they've watched people be left to die. There was a 4 or 5 day pause before figurehead Biden would send the military in to help. There's been 4 or 5 day pauses for many people. And they've watched people float away and drown. Now, that's part of the human equation. That's part of our fallen state. But let's compare FEMA using their money to relocate illegal immigrants from California to Texas. Why would they do that? Why would they take $150,000 airplane flights and fly people from California to Texas, people here illegally? It's obviously to shift the Electoral College. It's obviously to turn Texas blue by flooding them with a bunch of illegitimate registered voters who then can have their ballots used by other people. What was it we heard from Jesus? I am the truth, the way, and the life. Jesus cannot stand with things like that. Techniques like that, because he is the truth. In John chapter 16, verse 3, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come, the things that are to come. You're living in times pretold by the Bible. Good is being called evil. Evil is being called good. Sometimes when you make sense of this for people using the Word of God, it's the first time it's ever made sense. My sister is a lovely woman. I love her dearly. If she needed one kidney, I'd gladly give it. If she needed two, I would take a while, but I'd end up giving her two kidneys. She's a better person than me. And maybe it would bring her to God. She asked me a question the other day. It was a question I thought really hard about how to answer, because I know where she's at in her faith walk, which is nowhere. And I know what her particular idol is. It's an idol for a lot of people. It's the sexual left. I'll tell you about the question she asked me and how it relates to AFR and the mission here, and how you can change a soul right now with a phone call. 877-616-2396. 180 radio stations, millions of opportunities for people to hear the Word of God for the first time because you donated at 877-616-2396.
Vice President Walker Wildman.
Well, throughout my childhood, I would come and visit American Family Association, and one of the fondest memories I have is walking in with my dad, Tim, as a child, and we always, of course, had a receptionist, and it's only been a handful of different receptionists over the years. One of them was my, what we call Aunt Tamara, which is technically my dad's aunt, and she was a receptionist for a couple decades. But nonetheless, I would walk in, and of course, as a child, you're still learning manners and how to greet people. And I would always be quiet and have my head down when we walked in the office. But my dad would always make me look up and say hello to our receptionist, whoever it was at the time. So I had to learn to greet people as a child walking into AFA. And I also remember the Share-a-thon days that have been going on for a long, long time. And there's actually a picture somewhere around here of my grandfather. I think he's actually changing my diaper as I was an infant on the floor in Share-a-thon Central. So my early years were very memorable around here. And then fast forward to my years in college. When I first went to college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I thought a little bit about law enforcement, and then political science came up, and I loved politics. I was always into the latest political news. So I decided that I would go into political science and then come to work at American Family Association years later. So that's what I did. I started here in 2015, and a lot's changed since then. But the same culture and the same really vision that my grandfather had so many years ago is still around today. Business Insider in 2011 published this headline, "The Unstoppable Rise of the American Family Association." And the first paragraph says that Don Wildman should be mentioned alongside Steve Jobs when talking about the greatest founders of the past 40 years. So that's not my words. But as I read that, of course, it's from 2011. You know, the question comes up, what is AFA doing today? And I would argue the work that we're doing today is just as important as the work that my grandfather started back in the late 70s, and even the work that we were doing in 2011 when that column was written by Business Insider. We're still going strong today. We've consulted presidents on a variety of policies and judicial nominations, including President Trump's Supreme Court picks. We were instrumental in overturning of Roe v. Wade because that happened in our very own home state of Mississippi. And we want to transform culture. We don't just want to engage with it because that doesn't necessarily change things. We want to transform culture, which is what God calls us to do through being salt and light.
Hi, this is James in Conway, Arkansas. I have relied on AFR for years for news and commentary from a biblical worldview. As a result, I listen to them every day, pray for them each day, and I've been donating at every Share-a-thon for over a decade now, and certainly intend to continue with that. I just appreciate you folks. God bless you. Bye.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Psalm 85, verse 6 through 7. Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord. Grant us your salvation. A one-time gift of $15 or more, you get a Revive Us Again travel bag, small tote bag, useful for airplanes, super useful. I've been flying a lot of airplanes recently. At a $30 donation or more, you get that and a copy of Tim Wildsman's book, Because These Things Matter, which is a compilation of Brother Tim's cultural commentaries. My sister is a great example of someone who bit by bit is getting the Word of God. And you can power that today. When you give money to AFR, particularly when you create a repeat donation, a monthly donation, your efforts here, the money that you commit today, will for generations to come propel the word of God into the ears of people who may not otherwise hear it. You can make that happen at 877-616-2396. My sister asked me this question the other day, and this is why we explain things using the Bible and why your gifts matter, because people may hear the world explained for the first time through the Bible for the first time in their lives. My sister and I were having dinner. She works in medical care. She is a very, very ethical researcher. And as we discussed the world and pharma and Pfizer and Moderna and what they've done to people, and she has now begun to accept the fact that the injections are bad, that they were never really designed to be great. She's not there yet, but she's accepted that they're bad, that they've caused great harm. She's concerned about Pfizer's lawsuits, the punishments they've received from courts. She's also concerned about other forms of big business. She doesn't like the gun industry. She is someone who does not like guns. But she asked me this question, Todd, why are things such a mess? Now, there's two things I could have said. I could have said, well, Wendy, it's corruption. Right? It's just big business, big government. But I said to her, will you want me to really answer? And she said, of course. I said, because of sin. Things are bad because of sin, because of the original fall in the garden, because people seek to control others. They seek to lord their power over others. Now, when people hear this for the first time and they're traveling, they're in a rental car or they're in their grandma or grandpa's car or they're in a restaurant somewhere that's playing AFR, and they say, wait a minute, you're here to tell me that all our problems are one. Yes, I'm here to tell you that you and all our problems, all the ones we experience, are from one core source. It's sin. What is that? It's being apart from God. It's choosing your path instead of what God would design for you, what he has designed for you. In every news item we talk about, you will see a sin in it. On MSNBC, there was an interaction with a woman named Nicole Wallace. And Nicole Wallace was saying something about men and women. Now listen to this and tell me if this matches what you think of when you think about men and women and God's design for men and women. MSNBC's Nicole Wallace says men aren't allowed to debate women.
And I actually think if you're a woman, that might be the worst moment J.D. Vance had, because he was going to mansplain right over that mute button. And again, I don't pretend to know how everyone will react to this. I think that a lot of women in positions of authority that should command respect just by virtue of that dynamic will see themselves in some dude that disrespected them and talked over. I mean, there was a moment like that with then vice presidential in the Harris-Pence debate.
She's effectively saying that women are too weak mentally to debate men. Now, I understand what the Bible says. It says that women are the weaker vessel. The way that's interpreted mostly is meaning physically. And at that time, that was categorically true, absolutely true. As someone who practices CrossFit for 4 years and has had the same female coach for 4 years, I'm here to tell you that's not always true these days. But it was never the case that men and women weren't to discuss. When God sent Eve as a special helper for Adam, by the way, that phrase special helper is something that God has described himself as. Do you think that help meant just doing what you're told? No. A man is to love his wife as Christ so loved the church. Jesus entertained questions from his disciples. He taught, and he was and is God. He taught, but often after questions. This is an explanation for the world that people in the so-called secular world will not get, particularly through secular media. It will never happen. Your donation today can make sure that for the first time, someone suddenly understands. Sin doesn't just feel bad. It doesn't just hurt them. It's harming our world. The more we spread the word of God, the less sin there is. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Let's give one other example. There's a word that's completely made up. It was done through focus groups. It's designed to sound scientific, and yet there's no science at all behind it. You know the word I'm speaking of, the word transgender. Listen to this. A so-called transgender Lutheran pastor says there's no clear line of male and female in the Bible because God made everyone.
And that this one journalist couldn't be more clearly defined.
having problems with the sounds. That's okay. That happens. We're doing live radio in a big room full of people taking phone calls. That's okay. We'll get there. You can call in at 877-616-2396. What the supposed pastor says in the soundbite, he's talking to Lisa Ling from CBS News. Lisa Ling is someone who appears to be an atheist assigned to covering the Word of God and Christianity. And what this pastor says, and this is a woman who's hormonally altered to look like a man, what she says is, yes, God made male and female and everybody else. The Bible is very clear on this phrase. God made us male and female in his image. There's all sorts of mindsets in the world. There's a mindset of being plentiful. There's a mindset of gratitude. There's a mindset called the poverty mindset. I'll never have enough. I have to maintain everything I have. I must bury things. I can't take risks. There's mindsets of abusing others. Then there's an emergent mindset that I don't have to be my biological sex. I can defy it. I can deny it. And there's true gender confusion. God is a God of order, not chaos. If you see the world being chaotic, you know what you see is a world without God. You can change that today with a phone call. How about a $5,000 donation as we close this out? I'll see it come in. I'm looking at the count. I'll get to celebrate it the moment it happens. 877-616-2396. I'll be celebrating it on behalf of a team of people in here ready to take your phone calls. On this program, we do something that's sometimes frustrating because why would you want to give thanks for such a thing? And yet we do. We thank the Lord for placing supposedly wise people on tall towers of shaking sand with our feature called The Tower Babbling. That's where we play
the sound. You know there about the biblical truth of the Tower of Babel. A Disciple's View presents...
Culture is a reflection of our moment and our time. And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment.
The Tower of Babbling.
Sound bites in the Tower of Babbling. Man, if you knew what went on behind the scenes, we got bosses of bosses tracking down the Tower of Babbling open. Thank you, guys. First sound bite, Kamala Harris. I can't say it with a straight face. Kamala Harris pretends she fist fights.
You're right. It's frustrating. There was this one journalist who said to me, I'm doing this interview, and he says, well, you have family members that went to Stanford and Harvard, but you chose to go to Howard. No, elite schools like Stanford, but you chose to go to Howard. Now, you know, I was ready to hang this thing up.
Right.
I was literally, I was about to go off, which would not have been cool, because I'm trying to get elected.
Yeah. But you went to Howard.
They went to these elite schools and you went to, and I said, well, you do know that Howard University is the Mecca.
She was going to throw hands. You won't believe that. And all of a sudden there came that way of speaking she affects when she's trying to sound a certain way. It's so disingenuous. It's offensive. Soundbite number two, also, well, not offensive, comically weird. Kamala Harris pretends to say something about Israel in the U.S.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
Try it at a traffic stop, guys. Officer says, do you have your driver's license and registration? Well, I have made many movements towards my glove box that have resulted in me having a firm belief that there is a real good chance that it might be there. You will not win the argument. Last soundbite in today's Tower Babbling. Samantha Power with USAID doesn't even bother pretending the U.S. southern states are priority for the people who run Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm here in an energy substation in the western region of Ukraine. This substation provides enough power for around 500,000 residents of this area. I'm standing in front of an auto transformer that used to provide power, but that Putin's forces destroyed back in 2022. As we head into winter, knowing that Putin is intent on attacking critical infrastructure, USAID is doubling our investments in replacing auto transformers that have been damaged or destroyed. And
I'm sure that that gives a great deal of comfort to the people in North Carolina. Focus. Making the main thing the main thing. And that's a wrap for today's Tower Babbling. No close? That's okay. We got the open. We didn't get the close. I can imitate it. That was the Tower of Babbling. And then Kamala Harris saying something cute. I often wrap up this program by a little personal observation or two. And let me share with you this. Back in the day, when I used to travel all the time, and I'm talking about amassing at one point a million miles, I knew flight attendants by name. They knew me by name. This was back in the days of corporate empire building when I cared about such things. Travel became an absolute torture. My life consisted so often of car, airplane, hotel, car, hotel, meeting, car, hotel, airport. It became monotonous, and I became a miserable traveler. My wife would tell you, my friends would tell you, my friends never saw me in an airplane for vacation. I have never flown anywhere for a vacation. Until recently, I went to Mexico for stem cell, through umbilical cords, by the way, and placentas, never abortion, of course. But I've made a decision. Now that I travel so rarely, I can enjoy it. And I've made a decision to be as kind as I possibly can in airports. And something happened to me the other day. I have been having trouble with my prayer life. I'm just being honest with you. I've been having trouble with my prayer life. I've not been able to pray the way I would like. And as it became to be very kind in airports, going out of my way to say the following phrase to people in service positions, I appreciate you. Something happened to me. I was eating simply in a Dallas airport, having some meat and some beans. And the young man who was doing the cooking came out to me. He was the cook, the chef. He came out and said, I wanted to check and see how that is. I said, this is incredible. And by the way, it was great food in an airport. I said, I can't believe I'm having great food in an airport. He smiled and said, I cooked that. And I said to him, I appreciate you. You know that phrase, appreciate it, thanks? Turning that on its face and saying, I appreciate you, had this incredible effect. I had my first fruitful prayer moments in months. Real prayer, where I heard God speaking back to me. And I wonder if it's because God said, thank you for finally listening. Thank you for extending a hand of true gratitude and kindness. I so appreciate you being part of the Disciples View. And I want to ask you as we cap off this hour, if that $10,000 donation is out there, would you do this now before the show wraps up? Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. And for every donation, be it $25, $50, $10,000, $5,000, I thank you for this. You're making sure that people, powered by your money, are hearing news with the Word of God at the center for the first time. 877-616-2396. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Because we believe, we speak. Because He first loved us, we speak His Word, we walk in the path of Jesus Christ to make disciples of all nations, until God gives us permission to speak again together. May His peace wash over you. On behalf of the team at AFR, I'm Todd Herman, and this has been A Disciples View.